Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Amber, who is very excited because I have achieved my second goal of the year. Yes, we are 4 months into the year, or are we really like a couple of weeks in? It depends on whether you're talking about the astrological Mother Earth New Year or the one that Pope Gregory decided we should fucking start the new year on. Anyway, that's not what today's episode is about. We're not getting into all that shit. But yes, I've just achieved my second goal of the year. So one of my goals for 2024 was finally to stop being an indie bitch and to be represented, yes, repped by a PR agency. Now, for some reason, I can't tell you why. Is it because she swears too much? Is it because she talks about her dick appointments on Instagram? I don't know. Okay, I don't know the answer. But I could not get represented by PR, management, nothing. Like, nobody wanted me. And I was starting to take, like, actual offense from it. Like, I was really starting to get offended and wonder, like, why me? But one of the best PRs in the business, Bell PR, have taken your girl on, and I'm so excited. And they posted me on their grid, like, announcing that I was now part of their family, part of their team. And I just want to say such a massive, massive thank you to every single one of you that took the time to go over to that post, to like it, to comment on it, and to show your support, because, I'm going to cry. This is such a big goal of mine, and you guys are so fucking supportive. I could only dream of the kind of support that you give me. And I did think about sharing that post on my private Facebook page for my family and friends and saying, oh, guys, like, would you go and show this post some love? And I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to fucking bother, because I actually don't think many of my family or friends would actually bother to do it. And this is actually like quite a vital lesson. If you are putting yourself out there in any way, if you are starting a new business, whatever it might be, quite often you will get more support from, I don't actually like calling you guys strangers because I feel like we have a very close bond, but you will get more support from people on the internet than you will quite often from your own friends and family. Now, that doesn't go for all friends and family. Some of my friends and family are incredibly supportive and listen to every single episode, but I'm just saying, if you feel unsupported by people closest to you, just know that that is not unusual. I get the majority of the support for my podcast from my listeners, from you lot who DM me all the time and send me things that you think I'll find interesting or books that I should read or just supporting from afar. And I just wanted to say at the top of this episode, I really, fucking appreciate it, and it does not go unnoticed. And if you want to go over and show your support on that post, it's Belle PR. It's on my stories. Oh no, it will have expired by then, wouldn't it? She doesn't know how to use Instagram. It would have expired by then, but you can find Belle PR. It's pretty easy. You'll see my face. I think I'm holding a moon. I'm holding a plastic moon. And I'd really love it if you could just like and comment on that post saying, yes, what a great fucking signing. Yes, Francesca should be on TV talking about manifestation. Just show your love. I'll love you forever. If you're not following me on Instagram already and you don't know where to find all this, what are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber, or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Also, get excited. It is a brand new month in the book club, and we are doing a book on decluttering, which is my favorite aspect to do with manifestation. So the book is called Make Space for Happiness by Tracy McCubbin. And it's how to stop attracting clutter and start magnetizing the life that you want. So we do a decluttering book in the book club about once a year, it turns out. That's not a conscious decision, but it's just what seems to happen. And it is honestly one of my favorite ways to manifest, because quite often we make a whole list at the beginning of the year about what we want to bring into our lives in all different areas of our lives. But we often are trying to magnetize things to us in an already jam-packed life, whether we are time full, energy full, space full, however full we are, we cannot manifest more into a life that is jam-packed. And so one of the best ways to manifest what you want into your life is to create space. Now, in the book Sacred Seasons, which we did in the book club back in February, I love how all these books tie into each other. She talks about how end of winter, beginning of spring is the perfect time to declutter and to create as much space in your life as possible. Now, obviously, decluttering can be both physical but also mental, you know, mindset decluttering, limiting belief decluttering. But for me, physical decluttering is a great way to start, because the universe loves a physical action. It loves to see you taking action and being like, I am going to clear out this wardrobe and I'm going to make space for a 6'6" man's clothes. Yes, bitch, I am. And she loves to see, I don't know why the universe is suddenly a woman, but she loves to see you taking a physical action. It makes you feel so empowered and so like fucking ready. And it just creates a vacuum, and the universe hates a goddamn vacuum. She wants to fill whatever space that you create. So when you are consciously filling that space with what you genuinely want and desire in your life, fucking miracles happen, bitches. Miracles happen. So it is the perfect time of year for a decluttering book. If you want to come and join us, please do. I will leave the link down below, or you can just go to francescaamber.com, and there's, you know, there's shit on there about the book club, but it is truly life-changing. We are only one chapter in, so you can easily catch up. And we're just spending the month of April consciously removing things from our lives and from our homes that no longer serve us, that are stopping us from achieving our true potential. So this book, like I said, I'm only one chapter in, and I have never heard decluttering talked about in this way before. I have never heard it put this way. So she covers media literacy, which is the art of questioning what you see in adverts and on the news. So many of us operate without this skill. We just walk through life looking at the screens on our phone, being sold to by influencers or by brands day in, day out, all hours of the day. And unless we are a critical consumer, we are just so vulnerable to being like, oh my God, this product is going to change my life, let me buy it. Oh my God, this thing is going to change my life, let me buy it. And so she talks a lot in this book about becoming a critical consumer, about media literacy, and it's so, so important. My mum definitely needs to listen to this, because every other day she sends me and my sister some Facebook link of this woman saying, look, I used this cream and now I look 20 years younger. The latest thing she bought was magnetic earrings that make you lose weight. Let me tell you, she ain't lost no weight from these goddamn earrings. If it was that easy, we would all be doing it. So she needs to read this book. So what's so interesting about this book is that Tracy talks about there are these seven aspects, these seven things in our life that we want, but we actually substitute with stuff, thinking that it'll bring us it in a much easier way. And those things are true connection, self-confidence, free time, love, self-respect, real purpose, and lasting wisdom. So how can we stop buying stuff that we think will get us there and instead actually take aligned action in those areas? So for example, for self-confidence or self-respect, you might think, oh, I need this certain designer bag. I need to carry this certain designer bag to signal to people that I am worthy and that I am confident and that I am, you know, a certain kind of person. But actually, how can you work on your own self-confidence and your own self-esteem and your own self-respect so that you don't need those designer items or that certain car or whatever to feel that way? Now, this isn't about becoming a monk and getting rid of all of your possessions. You are allowed to have whatever you want. And in a lot of manifesting books that I've read, they talk about just preference. So if it is your preference to have a really big house or a swimming pool or a Range Rover or whatever it might be, if that is simply your preference and it doesn't tie into your self-worth or how you perceive yourself at all, then that is absolutely fine. But it's when we tie up our self-worth and our self-value with having the right handbag, having the designer clothes, having a certain house or looking a certain way, that's when shit hits the fan, and that's when we can get into a whole lot of unhappiness and like a downward spiral. So anyway, if you want to come and join the book club, we would love to have you. And like I said, it's not too late. It ain't too late unless you're dead. So come and join us. Anyway, the book club is kind of what made the theme for today's episode. So this same theme has come up over and over again, I would say in at least 4 or 5 of the books that we have done. And when the same lesson comes up time and again, but through different authors' voices, I realize it's something I really need to pay attention to. And I was listening to a podcast today and it came up again. And I was like, do you know what? This is so important. It's so simple, but it's so important. I really feel like I should share it with you lot here on the podcast. And that lesson is choosing to view life and the events and situations that happen to you in life through the lens of love rather than fear. That's it. That is it. This is life transforming, but it is so simple. So when I first heard this, I was going through a very difficult breakup and a very difficult situation in my life. And this idea of viewing everything through a lens of love rather than fear, it really helped me. It really, really helped me at the time. But like so many things, unless we remind ourselves regularly and make it a habit, even the best techniques, even the best fucking things you've ever heard of, the best tools, the best techniques, the best mindset shifts, they can just get forgotten in life. They can just become something that you used to know. So I am here to remind you and to remind my goddamn self, because I need reminding as well, to look at life through a lens of love and not fear. Now, what does it mean? What does it actually mean, IRL, to choose love over fear? And why is it so important? So I want you to think about when stuff happens, when you get that text message that triggers you, or you find out some news that is maybe not the best, or you perceive it to not be the best, how do you respond? And we're going to find out whether you are responding through love or fear. So we all have thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs, but are these love-based or are they fear-based? When you are operating from the vibration of love, it is coming from your true self, who you truly are deep down, from your soul and from your heart. But when you are operating from fear, that is coming from your ego and from your mind. So when you understand the difference between the two, and you will truly start to feel this, the more that you tune into this, you will feel the difference between the two. You will see that your true highest self and your heart wants to operate It really wants to operate from this highest level of love. That is like your default setting. That is truly who you are. But due to life and what's happened to you, and maybe your past traumas, your past experiences, you can get trapped and you can get overruled by your mind and by your ego. But we ain't blaming those two, okay? There's nothing wrong with them, but they are just trying to protect you. And therefore, in that protection mode, you are operating out of fear. So when we choose love, the path is easier. It is smoother. And any pain or struggles that we go through, when we look at them through a lens of love and growth, we see that as like lessons and opportunities to learn and grow rather than darkness and fear and staying stuck. When you're making decisions based on fear, you feel restricted, you feel really like narrow, very low vibe, very lacking. There's a real lack of scarcity. When you make decisions based on love, you literally feel yourself opening up to more. There seem to be more possibilities, more opportunities, and this is a real higher vibe feeling. Life is, in short, it's just so much better and so different when you choose love over fear. And although fear seems to keep us safe in that moment, and that's obviously why we do it. It really does feel like it's keeping us safe in that moment. It is only in that moment. And in the long term, it limits us. It limits our freedom. It limits what we allow for ourselves. But living life from love, it frees us from all that bullshit. And it empowers us to act from a place of just limitless abundance. Just complete limitless abundance. So this is simply about awareness. And I feel like awareness is just the root of everything, isn't it? Like if you are an addict, the first thing they say is just like awareness of it and being like, oh, do you know what? I think I'm addicted to food, or I think I might smoke too much, or whatever it might be, just that awareness. So this is all about finding the time and the space in your life to be just aware as and when stuff comes up in the moment. So moment by moment, every time something brings itself to your door, just being aware in that moment. Are you making fear-based decisions or are you making love-based decisions? So when you are making a fear-based decision, you can recognize it and you can release it and make a new decision based on love. And even just doing that a percentage of the time. You don't have to do this perfectly. There's no fucking such thing as perfect, but just doing that a percentage of the time will make a huge, huge difference in your life. So how does this really look in real life? So I'll give you a couple of examples, right? This is one that seems to come up in my inbox and in my life, people I talk to all the time. So you've just broken up with your ex and they want to talk to you about arrangements for the children. Now, for mothers, for good reason, for totally good biological reason, especially if you have very young children, if you have a baby, if you're breastfeeding, this will trigger a fear response. And there is number one, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You are a perfectly normal person. That is completely normal. Don't beat yourself up for that. You'd be crazy if you didn't have that initial reaction. Now, if you responded to this in a fear-based way, your thoughts and feelings might be, they're trying to take my baby away. They're trying to break our bond. They're just doing this to hurt me. They're trying to ruin my life. They just don't want me to thrive. Okay, and part of this might be true because remember, this person might be operating out of fear too. But we're not worried about the other person right now. All we're worried about is you and your mindset. So this is like the fear-based reaction. But how about if you change that to love? It could be they're trying to get this sorted out. They just want a relationship with their child. They just want to co-parent with me so that I actually have my own time and space and energy to live out other aspects of my life aside from being a mum. So that could be time to date, time to have fun with my friends, time to build something, to build my own business maybe, or have experiences and travel, whatever. Like, if you look at it from love, it completely changes how you will respond to that person and the decisions that you will make in that situation. I'll give you another example. So your boss says they want to talk to you about your performance, or maybe you're having a bit of an issue with somebody at work. Maybe you dread seeing them. So your fear-based response could be, why are they doing this to me? They're trying to make my life hell. They're trying to get me fired. They don't like me. There's some sort of prejudice against me. And again, a really small proportion of this may be true, because again, the person themselves may be acting out of fear. But it's your decision to operate out of love, right? We don't meet people. What's that famous Michelle Obama quote? We know I never remember quotes, but I only remember the gist of them. So it's something like, if they go low, we go high. Do you know what? I feel like I've actually just got that right. We don't meet people down in the fucking gutter, my girls. We don't meet them down there. We go high and we fucking fly. Okay. So instead of that being like, oh, they're trying to ruin my life, they're trying to get me out of a job, because they are, I wonder, you could just be curious. Like, I wonder how I could be open to their feedback and see how we can do our best together for this business. And it doesn't matter if this is your Saturday job, if you are at university and this is your way to get through university, or maybe this is your first job and you don't want to do this forever, whatever it might be. You should always be trying to really do your best for that business, right? Because that's just operating from a high vibration. You will be doing yourself such a good service, not just the business, but yourself. And if you really fucking hate doing it for these people, you ain't meant to be working there, bitch. Like, change, move, pivot, work for yourself, whatever is best for you. But you could just operate from that place of love, being like, I wonder how I could be open to their feedback. I wonder how, you know, they're not trying to ruin my life. They just want their business to run the best that it can. And you can't blame somebody for that. Maybe you've got a friend that you've been having a bit of a weird vibe with. You feel like they've grown distant, or you're not really happy. Now, your fear-based decisions could be like, I knew they always hated me. They're trying to oust me out of our group. They're trying to turn people against me. Or you could look at it through love and say, oh, they respect me enough to have this conversation with me, and together we can work on our friendship and we can grow through this together. So there are so many ways that you could apply this to your life. There literally is not a single opportunity in your life that comes up, whether it's an encounter with a person or a situation that you need to resolve, where you can't look at it through the lens of love rather than fear. So what fears in your life are blocking your energy? What are stopping you from shining as brightly as you can and being an open portal for love and miracles? Because where you're operating out of fear, that is where you are blocking abundance to you and blocking solutions. So if you have a situation in your life right now where you are looking at it through the lens of love, fear rather than love, just think, what would it look like if I chose to make decisions based from love right now instead? Like, how could this situation be transformed just through that very simple mindset shift? In my life, I know that I view relationships with men with fear. I view it with complete fear. And I know that that's how I'm operating. I'm very aware of it. Awareness is the first step. And a couple of episodes ago, I was talking, I can't remember what episode it was, but I was saying about how I was not ready for a relationship because I didn't want somebody to come in and disrupt my home life with my daughters and like the little vibe that we've got going on, and to potentially take my time and my energy away from my children and to actually be a negative impact. Like, that's how I was talking. Like, this person coming into my life was going to be a negative impact on me and my daughters. And my very good friend, Hayley Sparks, messaged me and said, I hope you don't think this is like out of turn, but basically I listened to your episode and I just wanted you to think about how potentially the man that comes into your life would not take away your energy and take away the love from your girls, but would actually enhance it and would actually add to your home life and add to your entire family. And it really astounded me because I had never considered that possibility before, which is just operating out of fear, right? Is meeting someone is going to detract from my relationship with my children. It's going to detract from my home life. It's going to detract from my business. And I never even considered the possibility that it could actually positively impact our family and impact our lives. And so that is a very real example of where I was just completely unknowingly, and I do a lot of self-development work, bitches, like I was still just completely unknowingly operating out of fear rather than love. Do you know what? The other day I was just saying on my Instagram stories about how when we work on our self-development by ourselves, sometimes we're just in an echo chamber and we're so close to ourselves that we can't see the really obvious blocks, or we can't see the obvious solutions. And that's what I love so much about the book club, is we are all working on this together. And there have been so many times where I've been too close to see what was right in front of me. And it's taken one of my fellow book club bitches to be like, Fran, I think this is going on. And Hayley messaging me there was a prime example of that. And so if you are ready to do this as part of a group and not go this alone anymore and not be in your little echo chamber, then that is one of the aspects I love about the book club, is that you get the opinions of so many other people that can often see your own situation clearer than you can yourself. So I would love you to look at your life and see where you could apply this mindset shift of choosing love over fear. And that's it. I really hope that you got some value from today's episode. I would love to hear how you apply it into your own life, or if it's transformed a problem into an abundant solution. You can come and DM me or tag me in your stories at Law of Attraction Changed My Life or at Francesca Amber over on Instagram. I would love it if you came and joined the book club. Like I said, you can go to francescaamber.com and sign up there. The book for this month has actually sold out on Amazon. We tend to do that. We tend to sell out whatever book we're doing on Amazon, but you can get it on WH Smith's and Waterstones, and it is called Make Space for Happiness by Tracy McCubbin. As always, you can get my subliminals and guided visualizations at francescaamber.com. And I will see you bitches next week. Well, this is a question. Will I see you next week? We don't know. I'm going to leave this on a cliffhanger because your girl is going on holiday. I'm so excited. I have really great memories of the first ever holiday I took Bohemia on my own. I went with my friend Sophia, and we went to Mallorca. I don't remember. Mallorca or Marrakesh. It was one of those. And little Bo was like 3.5 at the time, and she got so excited every time we saw an aeroplane in the sky. I'd be like, that's what we're going to be on. We're going on holiday. She had a holiday hat. She had her holiday shoes. Like, she got so excited and she was talking about it so much. And although the twins have been on holidays before, it's been about a year, I think, since we've been on an aeroplane, and I am taking them on holiday next week, and I'm so excited. I'm going with my friend Kelly, and we are going to, wait for it, bitches, we're going to Barbados. Yes, this is a dream holiday. Bohemia is actually from the Caribbean. She is half St. Vincent, and so we're not actually going to St. Vincent, but we're going to the Caribbean. And I feel like it will be so good for her self-esteem, because for her to say she knows she's brown because she's from the Caribbean, but she doesn't know what the Caribbean means. She doesn't know what it means. Like, she's 7 years old. She's never been there. She doesn't know what it means. So I'm hoping that going to the beautiful island of Barbados and having this incredible experience where we're going to go on a glass bottom boat and we're going to swim with sea turtles out in the wild, and I hope that it's going to give her this really positive self-image of like, I am proud to be from the Caribbean because it was the most incredible holiday. But I almost feel like very emotional about it, because it just brings me such joy to every morning have her waking up and being like, Mum, it's 14 days now. Mum, it's 13 days. Like, every morning I get a little countdown of how many days it is until our holiday, and they're just so excited. They keep showing me YouTube videos of what you should and shouldn't do in Barbados. Apparently you shouldn't go near trees that have like a red ring painted on them, because you could go blind if you sit under them when it rains. I know everything. I know all about it. They've told me everything. And it just brings so much joy to me to hear them all three of them just being so excited about it. Reva tried on her entire holiday wardrobe the other night, and it was just, yeah, this is just the stuff that I'll remember for the rest of my goddamn life. I don't know whether I'm gonna pre-record an episode before I go, or if I'll just be like, do you know what, your girl deserves a week off, I'll see you next week. So I don't know, I'll leave that as a little surprise. Will I be here next week or not? We don't know. But either way, I will see you again very, very soon. Love and light, bitches. I may not be here next week because I'll be sitting with my tits out on the beach. Who knows? With a margarita in my hand. Who knows? Who knows? But I will be back soon. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.